Okay, I will shift the focus a little bit from field experiments to model applications. In this study, we tested, we used the SWOT model to test the seasonal manure application timing and storage capacity effects on field and watershed level phosphorus losses. So this study was based on the Chesapeake Bay watershed, and it's a pretty big watershed in the northeastern U.S. It has almost 200,000 square kilometers, and it has about 3 million animal units. Manure contributes roughly about 20% of nitrogen and 30% of phosphorus loadings to the bay, and it causes severe problem of eutrophication in the bay. There are policies pushed to minimize phosphorus and also nitrogen losses to the bay, including proposals to ban winter manure spreading and through expanding manure storage capacities. But ban of winter spreading may lead to this spring splash effect at the watershed scale. That means if you ban winter application for a certain period and suddenly you, because the farmers have accumulated manure for this period of time and then they are eager to go to field to apply manure at the same time, and then this may make nutrient losses accumulate. Currently, there are two main approaches in the Chesapeake Bay watershed to manage winter manure. One is like Maryland, is like spreading ban, and one is one example is Pennsylvania, is a restriction of manure application based on site characteristics. And for the Maryland case, it's like manure application is banned for the period from November to February for the large animal operations, but not including small operations with the animal units less than 50, and also not for the greenhouse production. And for the Pennsylvania, if you want to apply manure in the winter, the farmers have to implement conservation practices such as to have sufficient setback from environmental sensitivity areas, or have permanent buffer between application sites and the river, for instance. And if you want to, there is also a limit for the maximum rate. For example, if you want to apply liquid manure, the maximum rate is 5,000 gallons per acre. And also, you cannot apply manure to the fields with a slope greater than 15%, and you need to have at least 25% of crop residues or cover crop. So we used the SWOT model for this study, and SWOT model is a hydrological model. It uses DEM to create watershed delineate watersheds, and then we need soil slope and land use information to create HRUs, and then the weather data are applied to the HRUs, and then it simulates nutrient loss at the HRU level, and then all the nutrient loss and water are routed to the streams. And it can give both spatial and temporal outputs. So we selected one small watershed located in Pennsylvania. It's a USDA ARS watershed called WE38. And we also selected three fields. They have different slopes, and their locations, two of them are away from streams, and one is located near to streams. This watershed has been monitored since 1968 for stream flow, soluble P and N, and we also have recorded farming practices since 1999, And this, I have to mention that this watershed has nutrients inputs with manure for just 25%, and the other 75% is from fertilizers. So for the field level studies, we had 54 scenarios. Basically, we considered the field positions and the locations, like one field is flat away from stream, one is sloped away from stream, and one is flat close to stream. And also we considered soil cover, three different types of soil covers. One is sparse soil cover after corn harvest as silage, and one is with dense crop residue cover, that is corn was harvested as grain. And also there was one scenario, is corn residue plus red cover crop in the fall and winter. And also we have three timings, spring, fall and winter applications, and two rates. One rate is based on the average manure rate used in the watershed, that's farmer's conventional rate, and one is maximum rate allowed for winter application in Pennsylvania. So these different factors combined to make up 54 scenarios. For the watershed level simulations, we had four scenarios. One is the baseline scenario. It's basically the manure application timing was based on the recorded timing by farmers. And it reflects the mixed storage capacity on the in the watershed. And we have 12-month storage. So in this scenario, we applied all manure in spring. Another third one is 6-month storage. So we applied half of the manure in fall and half of the manure in spring. And the fourth is 3-month storage. So we applied manure in fall, winter, spring, and summer. And in these simulations, the same total water, manure amounts produced in the watershed were used. So they're just different distributions in seasons. And this figure shows the stream flow at WE38 outlet for from 2000 to 2010. And the model simulated very well with the annual stream flow. It simulated on average of 411 millimeter per year versus 408 millimeter per year by measurements. And when we look at the daily dynamics, it also gave very good statistics. So in general, if we for the field level simulations, if we look at all this data, and there were obvious difference between high precipitation years and low precipitation years, and we found there were much greater losses in high precipitation years than low precipitation years. But in general, spring application was the best, and fall application and winter application, they had the same effects on phosphorus losses. So here I give an example of the effects of field location and slope on total P loss for high precipitation years. And we can say that the lowest total P loss was found from the flat fields away from stream. It was an even for the winter and fall applications in this field, total P loss was much lower than from spring applications for the other fields. So we conclude that P loss can be reduced by better site targeting. And this figure shows the effects of soil cover. Again, if we use corn residue and a cover crop as soil cover, phosphorus loss was considerably reduced. And the rate if the rate was low, also phosphorus loss was low. So in summary, all these factors affect phosphorus losses. This figure shows the comparisons between worst case scenario and the best case scenario. For the worst case scenario is if you apply manure on the sloped fields with a sparse cover at high rates, and the best scenario is if you apply manure on the flat fields with a dense cover at low rates. And in both high precipitation and low precipitation years, the best case scenario produced total P loss much less than the worst case scenarios. And for the watershed level simulations, there were trade-offs for 12-month storage, reduced dissolved P loss by 0.1 kilo per hectare per year, but it created greater peaks in spring because all manures were applied in spring. And for total P, the losses were actually similar. So there were some implications for watershed management. Field level simulations show advantages of spring application over winter or fall application. This is good for maintaining relatively good water quality in the local stream network. However, runoff winter and fall application across the watershed didn't decrease total P delivery to the bay, but it did increase peak concentrations of dissolved P in spring. And better targeting of manure is very important. And also there are trade-offs between environmental benefits and economic costs if we want to expand the manure storage capacity in this large watershed. This needs further evaluation. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Liu. We have 2 minutes for question, comments, and suggestion for Dr. Liu.
So in the simulation, was the
manure incorporated or surface applied, or did it depend on the season? For the field level studies, they were surface applied because we want to compare between seasons, and in the winter it's difficult to incorporate, so we applied all on the surface. But for the watershed study, it's basically we used the methods to be consistent with what farmers used.
So if there is no other question, please go ahead.
I'm just curious about the near stream. Yeah. Did you look at dissolved P versus total P in the near stream areas? Were they more dissolved P because of more runoff from the manure, even though the total P may be less because of less erosion? Is that?
We look at the both total P and the dissolved P. Yeah, for the near stream, we found the for the fields once sloped away from stream and once near stream, but flat, and they had similar results. So maybe the both slope and distance to the stream are important.
Thank you, Dr. Liu.
Okay, thank you.